First of all, I want to apologize that you probably heard an ad before this. Our podcasting platform automatically places them before and after most of the episodes, and it's out of our control when they do this. They do it when they feel that it's appropriate, and it's kind of automated, so I don't think they're even going to be aware in this situation. They'll probably just slap an ad on there, because they do for most episodes. This message is something I didn't want to monetize. If we ever get more granular control over which episodes get ads, I'll remove them from this one. Anyway, those of you who have been listening for a long time may have noticed that the episode we did with Cosmodor is now gone, and this message is in its place. The reason we removed the episode is because we learned very recently, via his YouTube community post about it, that Cosmo admitted to having a relationship with a minor. He was 19 when they were 15, and it apparently continued for some time. This also involved some grooming behavior, with not-safe-for-work imagery being shared between the two of them. He apparently confirmed this earlier in the year on Twitter, which was unbeknownst to us. If you'd like proof of all this, by the way, I've included it in the show notes if you'd like to peruse it. I would give a content warning for some of that because it could be triggering for some of you. I want to make a strong proclamation here, and I know Joe will back me up on this. This is Lars, by the way, of course. That this is absolutely not okay. I know that this probably seems like an obvious statement to make, but the Cosmodor admission is one of a huge string of controversies this year in the content creator and streamer sphere on the internet, and it's apparently not so obvious to some people. We had a big discussion about this on our Discord server when we found out, and I made the executive decision to take the episode down. While I don't think having an episode with a certain guest is necessarily a tacit endorsement of them, I just don't want people to get that impression. In my opinion, the episode is now tainted irreparably, so it's been taken down. Also, while this podcast is marked explicit and you guys technically aren't supposed to, I know we have a lot of young people that listen to the show, and we want to set a good example for you. Some of you have even had courage to share stories of abuse with others on the Discord server, so we know at least a few of you have been through something like this. We want you to know that we're on your side, 100%. Also, please check the links at the bottom of the show notes if you ever run into this stuff, either for the first time or again. There are people who can help. By the way, you know what sucked about all this? We had no idea at the time. I remember the recording process being pleasant and the episode itself being funny. I can't bring myself to listen to it anymore, but it was a positive experience at the time. I hate to take down content that I enjoyed making, but there's just no coming back from that now. We have to take it down. Anyway, here's a really easy rule for people. And the vast majority of you already understand this, but for the one guy in the back who doesn't, if you're not a minor, don't date minors. It's honestly that simple. It's the easiest thing in the world to do, because by not doing anything, you're already succeeding. Simple as that. Now, some people have brought up that there's nuance to the subject. Sure, there are some very obscure situations where both people are minors and one of them turns 18 when the other one is still, you know, like 17 and a half or something. But just in general, don't do it. And if you have to ask if your situation is an exception, it's not. You're creating a wildly inappropriate power dynamic for starters, and that's just one of a litany of issues with it. There are plenty of other adults for adults to date. Stay in that lane. It's incredibly easy. Don't ruin some kid's life just because you can't keep it in your pants. Now, I want to be clear that myself, I know, Joe knows, we know, everyone knows, that people are imperfect. People make mistakes, and they also make poor decisions. And I realize that if we're going to need to exist on the internet for several decades each, there needs to be a way for people to atone over time for a variety of sins and indiscretions. But I think conversations for that in this situation are ones for the distant future. And in the meantime, I don't want to be associated with a person that has committed them. So, the Cosmodor episode has been taken down. And barring some bizarre circumstances where he got hacked or something, twice, and there are like ironclad receipts to prove it or something, it's going to be staying down. I hope that clears everything up, and thanks for listening.